flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 205. Our buddy Trish Gazelle is hanging out with us for another hour. You are just walking comedy. I swear to God, you are like St. Louis's Carol Burnett. She was just taking a selfie, which you can see on Trish's social media, soon on our social media. And just to describe it, physically, Trish is just... Remember when we would have these meetings and she would always be laying in the floor like a spider?
Yep.
And she could kick her legs up and touch her tongue and just like all these weird things. She just was completely leg spread trying
to
I wasn't finished, but you stopped it at the right time, trying to take a selfie like in a true way, like her holding the phone.
I don't do selfies very often, but that was not easy to do, correct?
It was really difficult.
Okay.
No.
Four of us in there.
And so she's really straining. And she's as low as she can get, and her arms are as high as she can get, and the phone's wiggling, and she's taking pictures. So we got a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You can see both my eyes, and that's it. But all of everybody else.
Yeah,
she's like the Kilroy was here picture.
Yeah, it is.
She's a master.
I'm sick of this. Let's just post that one. Yeah. They can see my eyes.
She's a master of physical comedy.
Yeah, she really is.
That was awesome.
That was good.
I mean, we couldn't have got a better one if we tried, honestly.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty hard on myself anyway, but I always think I look better, and then I take a picture, I'm like, oh, that's what I look like? Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Really disappointing. I think I used to be so much more photogenic when I was younger, and now it's just like, wrinkle, jowl, hair, you know.
There's your dating profile.
Right? Wrinkle jowl hair. Date me. Anyway.
Which do you prefer? Are you a wrinkle man? Jowl man? No, I've never been conventionally attractive, but I thought I would take pretty good pictures.
Yeah.
And now it's like one out of every 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I could get a filter like everybody else, but I feel like that's not fair.
Who's got time for that?
Like, that's a hoodwink. Like, I'm hoodwinking you into and then you see me in person, it's like, wait, what happened? You don't have a filter on?
Just carrying like a big thing of pantyhose to put in front of your face.
Right.
Remember they used to do that? The lady, the new wife on My Three Sons, that shows you how old I am, they would shoot it through a pantyhose.
And
that was the first filter.
Really?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because then you'd see everyone else and they looked like normal humans. Then they'd show her.
Because they were trying to make her like young and attractive and the new wife. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Did not.
I just saw a TikTok of the Brady House. And from Brady Bunch, and it reminded me that Mike and Carol had a phone in their room, which was just forget about it. That's
phone in their bedroom,
right up there with a sunken living room.
My parents had one in their bedroom.
Well, you're rich.
No, we had no.
Well, that was later, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
but it was like they had it. There's one phone there and one in the kitchen. That was it.
Did you
have
one in your room?
No,
that was big time.
No,
I mean. Yeah, your parents maybe had one, but did
we
you
did have
a
long
one?
Enough cord in their room where I could bring it into my room.
I could too, but it only literally stretched to the door. So I would be laying against the door talking in hushed tones to Brad Wells about Trisha Ham.
I know we Trisha Ham. I know we talked about this before, but the trick was if we were on the phone late at night with our friends, or if you're expecting a boy to call, you would call time and temp. So that if you had call waiting, the phone would click in, it wouldn't ring and wake your parents up. But the other trick was if you had the traditional set down the receiver on the, you know, you could screw off the talk piece.
Look at you.
And it would, it's basically a mute button.
Right.
So if you, so like you could listen in on your sister's or your parents' phone conversation.
Jeez, you're like a spy.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst, too, wasn't it? You'd be on a call, and then somebody else picks up the phone and starts dialing.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'm on.
I'm on the phone.
And it happened more times than it should have. Like, listen, is anybody talking? Do you hear a dial tone?
And when I would say, like, I'm on, they just go, well, get off.
Yeah, you need to hang up.
Right.
I got to order the pizza.
There was no question what the pecking order was in the Glover house.
Yeah.
Just once, I wish I would have had the balls to get the biggest piece of chicken. Just to take it right off the top and watch chaos ensue.
That's funny.
What age would you have had to have been to pull that off?
Late teen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at 13, 14, you weren't fast enough to get away?
No, because he was bringing an ass whipping with him wherever I went.
Whenever you did calm down and sit down, it was still coming.
Honestly, I make this joke, but it's true. I made the original crop circles in the early 70s. You've been to my mom's house.
Yeah.
Gigantic field in front, and they would plant wheat there, and it'd be hundreds of acres of wheat. And when my mom would say, like, you just wait till your dad gets home, I'm like, well, you try and find me. And I'd go out into the wheat field.
And just hide.
And I'd make a crop circle, and I'd just sit out there.
So would he even bother trying to find you?
No. But he knew I had to come home.
Yeah, he had to come home.
He had to come home.
Did it lessen the degree of...
No.
No?
Worsen.
Worsen.
Because, like, I talked about yesterday, my dad would get home at 4:30, sit down on the landing, take his boots off, let out a big sigh, sunburned neck, building scaffolds all damn day at Shell Oil. And my mom would say, like, hey, you need to take care of Dave because he this, this, and this. Those were very cold spankings. If she said, once you find him from the crop circle, now he's emotional about it. Because now I'm,
Now you're extending the process. I get you.
You had all that time to think about it, too. You should have just got it over.
These guys had a good idea. I should take the fly swatter I took from mom's house and frame it like in one of those box frames.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Be fun.
Yep, that's the fly swatter.
Celebrate the abuse.
Evil, yeah.
I was thinking of you in our first segment because you and I were talking earlier in the day in the office. I'm not sure if you wanted this to be a part of the show, but when you're talking about like the evolution of morality, and we were talking about key parties in the 70s. You know what a key party is?
No.
I have to do this again on KMOX.
Key party?
Yeah.
As in a key to open a door?
Yeah.
So, like, we're a couple. We go to a party at the Wheelers. The Stolls are there. The Zimmermans are there. Everyone's there. And you throw all your keys into a bowl. And at the end of the night, the woman grabs a set of keys. And whatever man is attached to those, you would go home with them.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a real
in
thing.
In the 70s?
It's a real Exactly.
Yeah.
So I wondered how that fit into your morality evolution thing you're doing.
Well, I was thinking of, because yesterday I asked Andrew, I was like, does the dump button work? I was feeling a little feisty and I was afraid that a cuss word was going to come out. And it got me thinking of bad words as well. Like, and what you were talking about, don't you think when it all started, it was all out there? Like, there wasn't decorum. There wasn't etiquette.
No.
Russ was putting his feet up. You know, like, there weren't table manners, so I'm wondering if we're just making a full circle. Then it went the opposite way, where, you know, there was decorum and you were prim and proper and you didn't do this and women wore dresses, and now we're kind of loosening up a bit. Do you think it's making a full circle? Like, it had to be just like balls to the wall, like everything's out there in the beginning because there was no... There were
reason
no parameters.
Yeah.
You're eating with your hands. You're wearing what you could find. Stuff's hanging out. You're saying what you want to say. Don't you think we're just kind of making a circle here and now everything's loosening up again? Then I wonder if it will then make another circle because now everybody's sharing everything.
And had we made circles before that?
Yeah, have we made circles before that?
I mean, there's always cycles in that stuff. It's always one generation usually pushing back against the ones before. But yeah, I mean, like, you used to have entire families living in one room. How are you hiding anything?
Right.
You all live in the same room. You don't even have bathrooms.
I think it's fascinating that someone put on the first article of clothing. At some point, Blowbore killed the deer, skinned it, and was like,
I'm going to wear this.
But I'm sure at that time it was more practical than, like, or embarrassment, right? It wasn't like, I got to cover up. It was, I'm cold.
Yes. Cold weather.
And then it was more like, you know what? We look better when we're covered.
But you know, I think bad words are so silly. Like,
I do too.
You
man.
Can't say these four letters in this combination because it means what? Like, if a kid heard that, what's going to happen? Are they going to, you know, evaporate? Like, it's silly the way. Well,
they're going to turn to the dark side.
I mean, I don't think people should go around. I guess it wouldn't be proper to go around saying everything that was on your mind, but how silly we are to get so, oh my God, they said this word. Like, it's just, it's silly to me.
Just sounds that your mouth makes.
Yeah, well, it's also interesting that we can say the exact same thing, but you can't use a certain word for the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I can say crap on the radio.
But you can't say.
I can't say the other one. And it's just like, it's the same thing.
And you can't talk for very long about taking one of those.
Right, exactly.
Right. This is the point. It's like, I can say something that gives you the exact same image in your head.
Right, but I can't say this
But
word.
If I say a different version of it, that's terrible
it's
and you're
silly.
In trouble.
It's
well, Louis C.K. has that great stand-up about the N-word where he's like, don't say that to me because now I'm just thinking that word. Like, that's no... as opposed to saying the actual N-word, but he's making the point that you're putting the word in my mind either way you do it.
Saying the term N-word versus the actual word that we're referring to.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, George Carlin was doing this stuff like back in the early 70s.
And George Carlton.
Yes, and George Carlton.
Him too.
Steve's brother.
No, I mean, the Carlin one, obviously, he started off with, was it the seven deadly words or whatever he called it?
Which I think we still use today in radio.
No, it's still a thing. Yeah. Yeah, those are still I think there are others, depending on context, that you can or can't use, but those are still no.
One thing that most people don't understand about the FCC, and you couldn't do this multiple times, but you can scream any word you want. And if the FCC believes that it was out of excitement or, you know,
an accident,
you're doing it like you did the other day.
I didn't know this. You got to tell me when we go to
No,
break.
You can tell you now.
On the air, you said something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The one we were just talking about.
Yes, word.
Yes, one.
Were you just like...
It was just an accident. What were we? Oh, we were doing the...
I was over there feeding you food.
Oh, no, we were trying to...
Skittles.
And I had to keep my eyes closed because we were taking it, and I dropped them, and it just as I dropped it, I went, oh.
And did anything bad happen?
Well, you know, they showed up at my house later.
Like, it's just, it's silly to me.
Yeah.
Great.
So on that note, I'm just going to let out a string of them.
Do you consider yourself a big cusser?
Yes. But I do not, I've only done it maybe one time on the air, and that was 20 years ago, and it was on accident. But I have a very good ability to just shut it off.
Same.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I got to agree, man.
I love them.
The latest studies show that people that swear the most are the smartest.
See? I'm a smart psychopath. That was
wrinkle.
Yesterday.
Hair.
And I'm a smart psycho. Date me. And button push.
Welcome back, DGS 323. Trish Gazelle hanging out with us. I'm having a real day like that. Like, it's like having the dropsies.
Yeah.
You ever have those where everything you pick up, you drop?
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely have the weird word days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you almost knock over your soda?
I did.
Right?
I almost
was
knocked
explaining
it over. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
As he was talking about the dropsies, almost wiped it out.
I like your cup. Did I get you that?
No.
Oh, I feel like I got you that.
I think I got that.
Rachel, can I get credit for it?
Rachel gave me because she gave me a really cool one. It was black. It was from Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I kept dropping it, and it broke.
I remember that.
How hard those things are to break? Well, then I found a knockoff one at Walgreens.
It's
not
diamond
as good.
Studded.
So, of course, you don't drop it.
Right. Of course. This will be with me forever. but it gets, you know how there's a liner inside, but there's water in between the liner and it's really bothering me. anyway.
I was fascinated with thermoses as a kid. Like, I was a sack lunch kid.
Yeah.
I did have a couple, like, $6 million man lunch boxes.
Yeah.
But I always broke the thermos first thing. It had glass in it and all that kind of stuff.
Thermoses were great. Because
the lunch boxes were really cool, but I forget when it was. But at one point, it was, like, just easier to do the brown bag.
I had.
Because you had to clean the lunch box if something got spilled. And
I would bring two things for lunch. Either Braunschweiger or tuna fish. In
gross on both.
I know.
What are you, old man in grade school?
I mean, Dave was born 80.
We call those children with no control over their lunch.
Oh, you said you liked it, though.
Oh, I did.
The Braunschweiger.
I just didn't know how offensive it was to other people. Wrapped in wax paper.
Yeah.
And then my mom's cookies. That sounded bad. No thermos. What did I drink? I don't know
did
what I drank.
Well, you could get milks at school.
Yeah. No, I couldn't drink
Five cents?
No.
Chocolate milk?
Did you get juice? Oh, you didn't have juice boxes.
No. Yeah, I'm really wondering what we drank.
Wait,
I don't remember.
I'm sorry. What's the milk thing?
I love milk, but only in cereal or with chocolate, so I just can't drink it at a meal because I'm not a psychopath.
So you didn't have chocolate milk?
No. Every year they would ask us, hey, do you want to add chocolate? And every year I'm like, you effers. And next year we'd never had it. Not once.
Huh. Wow. Just taunting you with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Trish did some show prep for us. The DGS top three.
This is a little bit longer.
Okay, we can do it in the next one.
Yeah, let's do it in the next
one. What do you want to do here?
I want to do the, I just saw that one of the food trends is cardamom, which I don't know if I've ever had cardamom.
Yeah, you have, being Lebanese.
It's been around forever.
That was racist.
But that's, yeah, right. Well, my point is, remember when kale?
Right? Dave's like straight.
It's just
people.
That you can say things about Lebanese people.
Well, I'm not offended. I don't.
No, I know exactly.
I don't. That's not a spice we use.
Oh, well, okay.
I've never used it, but maybe some people do in some of their dishes. My point is, remember when?
You know who does? Lebanese people.
Kale was the big thing, or a fried egg on top. Food trends are funny because they're not new things that were invented. It's stuff that's been around forever that somebody like. I'm sure that I've had cardamom before, but why is it all of a sudden, like, it's been around forever? Why all of a sudden must we have it on everything? Eggs have been around forever. Why must we now put it on everything?
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
It's a spice, but that's not my point.
Oh.
My, you know, like food trends.
Yeah.
Where's the kale? Kale was the hot thing. Are we not doing kale anymore?
People realize
kale's
it
still
sucked.
Around. I like kale.
Do you
and
do?
Who gets these things going?
Who gets these things going and why? Mm-hmm. And what's going to be next?
Do
oh
you
gosh.
Do you fall victim to them? Or are you affected by it?
Well,
do you feel
I mean,
like you need to try
I feel
cardamom?
Like once it's out there, like every restaurant must put it on their recipe in some shape or form, or must put it on their menu, even if it's the special, mm-hmm. you know?
See, I wonder, similar, I know it's not the same thing, so don't yell at me, but I wonder similar things like I'm going to Capitol Grill tonight with my friends Wheeler and Bernie Michaelis.
How fun.
And we'll get great desserts, but if they said we have a fine Hostess cherry pie, I'd be like, rock on.
Yeah, that'd be your fave.
It would be my fave.
See if they have one.
Do you think it's the same people that decide all the fashion stuff? Like, we're gonna
yeah,
do some
maybe.
New
similar
stuff
people.
Year.
Probably
and
similar people.
Are they just people that are like considered the best in the industry and then people are like, well, if that person's doing it, I got to do it.
I want to be at that dinner tonight. Does Bernie talk a lot?
Yeah.
So you and Bernie,
and, Bernie
and Dave's going to be listening.
Bernie and I are from
you
the
and Bernie
same
are
school.
Fighting for airtime while Dave sits there and takes notes for tomorrow's show.
Pretty much.
It seems like it's a show prep night.
Pretty much.
I don't
It'll
think
be
I've
a
ever
tax
met
write-off.
Bernie in person. Of course, I know who he is. He's like a staple in St. Louis, but that's going to be a dinner. Poor waiter.
There's a fourth seat at that table if you want it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
233 DGS on KMOX. Coming up 4 p.m. with Pam Neal, who is one of the owners of Al's Steakhouse down on the Landing, celebrating either 99 or 100 years. And we thought since we're sisters, KMOX, in our 100th year, that we should get together and meet Pam. So she'll be in here at 4 p.m. Looking forward to that. Is Mehi coming too?
Mehi is not coming.
Oh, I thought he was going to ride my coattails again. What's that I feel back there? Oh, it's Mehi. DGS top three?
So I saw a commercial, which I'm going to save for my last three.
Okay.
Over the winter break, there's a lot of couch time, and it made me think, like, oh my gosh, I remember this from the show. And then I was thinking of other things I remembered. So I have my top three things. Now, this is outside, like, your Operation Food Search and the great interview you did with the three veterans. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously, those are standouts. But I was the three that immediately came to mind. Now, this is funny because we have all been friends for years. Well, Dave, I knew most. But the first, I was only on the show for a year, but the first 6 months, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And you're like, well, that's weird. You guys were all friends. But it's like, you know, you go out with your boyfriend, but you finally ask him to dinner. He doesn't know how the conversation flows with the family or when to chime in. So the first 6 months, I'm going, what is happening here? So, you know, that's why I only have three. The first one would be coin toss. I've never laughed that hard in my life. I'm trying to say coin toss because we were talking about the Super Bowl. Didn't even realize I said toin cost. And then someone pointed it out. I almost tinkled because I was laughing so hard. And then I said it again, not on purpose.
And then we all started saying it, and we weren't trying to.
No. And Michael Kelly said it.
Michael Kelly said it like 3 days later.
3 days later, and somebody else in here.
That was
so that's
great.
Got to be in the top three. My second, I have worked in radio since the 90s. I've worked with Jeff, Tom, Vic, JC, Dave. I've never been more mad at a person on the radio than I was with Andrew when he said he drove in the left lane slowly and doubled down on it. And it was more about his attitude about how cavalier he was that he was bugging everyone on the highway. I've never been more mad at a person.
I thought you were going to say when I said that I, when we were talking lottery tickets,
oh,
and I said
too.
That I wasn't.
That'd be that.
I was like, "You're on my list. Can I be on your list?" And then you were like, "Well, do you buy lottery tickets?" And I was like, "No,
no.
Never. I will
well,
never
that
buy
too.
Lottery tickets."
Well, you're just trying to get away from the driving slow in
yeah,
the left lane. I know
that's
what
correct.
You're doing.
While reading,
while reading.
I mean, he doubled down. Like what?
That was
it's
great.
My road too. I can drive slow in the left lane. No, you can't.
Well, I can't be
no,
literate.
Scourge of Route 3.
You really can't.
The scourge of Route 3.
And this, the scourge. And wait, I'm the sage of Oakville, right?
Yes.
I love that so much. My favorite compliments ever, the sage of Oakville, which Dave Glover told me I was, and I'm just wearing that proudly. And my second favorite compliment was from Kevin Colleen of KMOX when he told me I had a flair for complaining.
He did tell you that.
And I remember it so well. We were in the parking garage. He's like, you know, and I was, you know, you asked me a question and I'm off. Can you believe that? He's like, you know, you really have a flair for complaining. And it was.
He meant it.
Oh, he meant it. And I took it as a, I'm like, that is an awesome compliment.
It was a compliment.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Because some people complain and you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
No, I think I complain. With, like Kevin said, with flair.
That's awesome.
All right, so the thing that made me think of all this, and not my favorite of the three, but I still loved it, and this was not on the air. Guys, you let me have a chia pet. And that was like, when I was little, how many times did you see a chia pet commercial? And I just knew. I can't even ask my mom, because she's not entertaining this for a second. I have always wanted a chia pet, and I finally got one because of the DGS. It was a Bob Ross chia pet, and I had the best time. But just think about it. When I was thinking, like, when we were younger, there just weren't a lot of things. There was only so many toys. There weren't a lot of bands. There weren't a lot of stars. Not as many as we have now. There weren't as many products. There weren't as many cookies or chips or flavored water. We just didn't have as many things to covet or go after or want. And now it's just like, like I said, there's 20 different brands of flavored water.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million toys.
We had a guy on, Andrew will remember this, the paradox of choice.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professor who wrote a book that no one but me read. And he was so happy to be on a radio show. And his point was like, when we were kids, you'd go to the grocery store and there were 10 kinds of salad dressing.
Right.
There was one kind of ranch, one kind of Italian, one kind of French. And now there are 10 brands of ranch. And he said it shuts people down. Analysis paralysis. Mm. Nothing seems as good because you have the world, you know, at your feet.
You're always wondering, was that other brand have been better?
Would it have been better? And I remember that. I remember him saying, if you make a decision, make one you can't go back on. So if you buy a sweater, don't buy a sweater that you can take back because you're going to be a lot happier with a sweater. Like, just break the glass before you leave.
But do we need that many things to put people to work? And like, did they come from other jobs to these jobs? Like, what if the country worked as a corporation and pared down these things? Where would those people, where would they go? Or even like, okay, not to go too far out, but the AI thing. If they take over, if AI takes over all the jobs, where are the people going to work? Like,
no one's ever explained that to me sufficiently.
Well, no, but I mean, it's the, I know I'm this guy, but that's the, exactly what people thought about the printing press and the invention of the internet and automation and
but
everything
don't you
else.
Think it's a little different.
No, I mean, if you look at the headlines in the newspapers from 100 years ago, they were saying jobs are lost because machines are taking over.
No, I'm saying, don't you think AI's a little different than
maybe, but I mean,
the reason that I think AI is different.
Every generation, by the way, thinks their thing is different.
Yeah, but
the atom bomb
was different.
It was.
The reason that I think AI is different is because AI is specifically developed to eliminate jobs. The other things were not. Any elimination of jobs
automation was very specifically so that you wouldn't have to pay people to do it and you could do it faster and make more money. That's exactly why factories exist. That's exactly why
that happened. A lot of jobs.
I know, but it created others.
Like what?
Like the people that fix the assembly line.
So
like people that make the pieces that go on
the
assembly line.
See what you started, Trish?
I'm not arguing with you, but if AI can do it all, what would be the job that I can help AI with? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, A, things still need to get done. It's still just an intelligence. It doesn't have a body. And it needs, like, you need to build... You need to build anything that's going to go with it.
This is a fight. This is a fight that I got in with our old boss one time. Davey might remember, where he was very pro robots doing the fast food jobs and, you know, AI taking over and all that stuff. And I pointed out that the real problem that we're going to see, because I said, well, where are the jobs going to go? And he's like, well, it creates a lot of computer jobs and AI programming jobs, and those are the new jobs. And I brought up what you're really eliminating with these kind of things is you are eliminating low skill, low education jobs, and that is why unemployment numbers are through the roof, and that's why they're going to continue to go through the roof if we keep doing this.
What's unemployment at today?
Unemployment numbers have been bad for years.
What is it at today compared to 25, 30 years ago?
Find it. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
If you eliminate low-skill, low-education jobs and every job becomes computer programming, well, not everyone can be
but
a computer
But what's interesting, though,
but everyone
is
can be a fry.
That's not what we're seeing. Like, I've read multiple articles that we're seeing the opposite, that they thought that the creatives would be the last ones with a job.
Right.
Because AI is not going to write copy. It's not going to write novels. And
it's now not going to be on the radio.
And that's, now we've realized that that's exactly what it can do.
I mean, the unemployment rate right now is exactly the same as it was in 1957.
Great.
Now it spikes.
Whatever you mean by that.
It comes and goes. What's the rate of people that don't have jobs, man? It's not that hard to figure out. I mean, like, it spiked in 2020, but we know why. It spiked because...
So we've gained nothing in 70 years in terms of employment.
Well, I think there's a minimum
number. There's always going to be people that don't have jobs. There's never going to be 100%. It doesn't exist. That's not the real world.
What are we in the fours?
It's 4%. And in 1957, it was 4%. I mean, it's like...
I wonder, what's the percentage of like livable wage jobs?
Well, no, that's the bigger question. That's the bigger question is how many jobs.
I wish you could have seen the face you just made.
Yeah,
it was great. You went, yeah,
I
was taking a drink.
That is the bigger question, and the question is, why is it like that? Why are there fewer jobs that we would consider the ones that you can buy a home, have two cars, you know that.
Didn't used to be.
Well, no, it didn't. It's because the gap between the highest paid people and the CEO is now 100 times higher than it used to be. They used to be that the CEO would make like 8 times what the average worker make, and now it's 80 or 100 times. So there are a lot of things that go into that. And I'm not saying there aren't problems to be considered. I am saying that in every generation, we have the new innovation and everybody's scared of it. And it's going to be the end of something, and it might be, but it's also the beginning of other things that we didn't know were going to
maybe
be a thing.
Maybe.
And, well, historically, it just has been.
Historically,
it may not
been.
Be, to Andrew's point.
This may be something different.
It could be different, but we don't know yet.
Can I bring up a key DGS top three that you forgot about?
Yeah.
Does this ring a bell?
Father Blood.
Father Blood.
The forward.
They thought it was so... I was giving them the finger, which, you know, they deserved it. But I was doing it... how would you
towards
call
us?
It? Towards yeah, them like pointed, with my palms.
You had your palms facing
them,
us,
which
with
I think
the middle
that's
finger.
Totally acceptable. I don't know why you guys.
Plus,
thought it was
look
so
at your
weird.
Hands.
What?
They're like alien claws. Look at that.
No one has ever flipped anyone off this? Like this except you.
Can I do?
Oh, he can do it.
Yeah, because he's a freak.
We're talking about bending your thumb,
your thumb backward. It's not as extreme. Or yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah,
kind of is.
You have a really dirty middle finger. That's
Thank
all
you.
I'm saying.
That's one on my dating profile.
At DGS 250 KMOX, Trish Gazelle is hanging out with us. Oh, by the way, Trish Gazelle, who's number one with women in middays. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you Woo. Very much. I appreciate that.
That's so cool.
If you want to see the picture, I put it on my Instagram, which is public, and so is my Facebook. But it's a hilarious picture. You can see my eyes and all of Andrew, Kevin, and Dave.
Yeah. And just know the strain that was going through when she was doing that. It was really good.
Well, okay. I think my veins are busting out of my forehead because of my stance.
One of the things you want to talk about, which I love.
Yes.
I want that piece of chicken.
Oh, my gosh. For once, I want the piece of, and I'm not bagging on this particular place because they all do it. I want the piece of chicken I see in the KFC commercial. I want the hamburger I see in the McDonald's commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I want the pizza I see in the Little Caesars commercial or Dom. Like, we've Preach. Been doing this for how long? And we do it. We go buy it. We know it's not going to look like that. They tell us it is. We go, okay. We go get it. It doesn't. And we do it all over again. Right? Just show me an actual representation right. of what I'm getting.
Right.
With yeah. the ketchup smeared all over the wrapper. Yeah. And it looks like someone sat on it. I'll still go get it.
You got me ready to flip the table. Right? You are, yes.
I mean, how many years have they been doing this? And we play along like it might actually look like that. It's not going to. I'll still go get it, but it's not going to look like that.
You should have
Wheeler's
seen...
about to pee on your parade.
What
no,
do you think?
No, not at all. I don't understand why it works on anybody because you know you're right.
But we all do it.
I know you know it's not going to be that, and you just like, well, it still looks good.
Or how many times do you see the commercial and you're like, oh my god, that looks good. Like it's not going to look like that. It's never.
There must be something in
ever,
our brains.
Ever going to look right? like that?
You ever been a part of a shot like that with food where they have a food person there?
No. Have you?
You yeah. were one time,
what,
yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us. What goes into it?
Oh, they're like spraying polyethylene on it and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, some of it's got plastic
making
it like
yeah. wet.
Shine yeah. and glisten.
Yeah.
Oh, this
Well, they do things like that. So
stove.
Like you see a lot of car commercials where the car is wet, like it just got yeah. rained on or whatever. That's because we identify that with clean. Our brains do. Our subconscious brain does. So it makes you think, oh, that's cool and clean and nice.
Well, I want the burger they're showing me.
I do too.
Just one time.
And then
one
can you
time.
Do the confirmation number thing? I love this. You're the only other person I've ever heard do this. I do this all the time.
I'm a weirdo. And when someone, you know, I call and make a payment, are you ready for your confirmation number? Yes, I am. And I'll even pull a piece of paper, I'll pen, and they'll say the number and I'll repeat it back. I've never once wrote it down, but I act like I do. Like those people can see me. I'll go, A, B, 2, 4, yeah, and I never write it down. I put on a whole show for this person on the other end, and I never write the number down.
I also, I'm the same way, but then I'm also, like, if I make a reservation at Fandango for theater tickets, yeah. and they're like, we'll send them to your email, I'm like, you might, and then I screenshot it, so I have, like, 14,000 Fandango screenshots I'm never going to look at again. So I'm really careful in some ways and really not careful in others.
Right. But why do we care what those people think if we're writing it yeah. down or not? Like, why am I putting on this big production? Like, my life depends on it if I write this confirmation number down or not. I never write it down.
And I need an alibi?
I've spent so much time alone, especially the week of the snow, because like I couldn't go get my mom or anything because I live in the city. So I was snowed in for 10 days as opposed to 4. But do you ever spend so much time alone, even if it's with your significant other and you don't talk or see anybody else? It's like sometimes I'm like, I need to make a phone call or send a text in case a crime's committed and I get blamed for it because I need an alibi. And I have been silent for 4 days.
They're like so Ms. Gazelle, you were alone for 10 days.
I can't prove it. Yeah. I didn't use my phone. I didn't talk to anybody.
Didn't
I didn't
use your credit
anywhere.
Card.
Right. It's like, I don't know if I watched many Datelines, but I feel like sometimes I need an alibi. Don't you? I have the irrational fear of being blamed for a crime.
You
I didn't
and Amy
commit.
And Chris.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
You're they like are the terrified.
Person, yeah. No, I didn't know this.
They are both terrified of going to prison for a crime they didn't
yes.
commit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just being accused of it. And again, like I can't prove that it wasn't me and I wasn't there because I.
You just got to start remembering where you
anybody.
Were. The good news is. You have your phone, and people can tell where your phone has been based
yeah,
on the cell towers.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of people who leave their phone at home and commit
That's
crimes
true.
Because they know about the cell tower thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. A lot of criminals do it.
And what is your, I just want to know how long it's going to last?
Oh, no, that was yesterday. Remember the dancing people on Instagram?
Oh, then what's the texting on TV?
Yeah. What was that? What else did I have on here? Let me see. Oh, texting on TV. I can't read text off my own phone. I can't read it off your phone on the TV that's a 2 feet away.
When it's a major plot point.
I can't stand how they're doing that now in TVs and movies where texting is a part of the dialogue. Like, I think they should type it on the screen somewhere. Or do you think that takes away from the cinematic experience? Like, I can't
I'm a closed caption reader, so.
I mean, I am too, but they're not going to. They don't spell out text.
You know, it's like you're watching a movie and then they show someone's phone.
No, I see. I can't think of an example of it.
Closed caption
no,
text.
You're right. You're right. I know.
Well, I want to fight about it.
I look. You're in the ring. You're like fighting monkeys at this point. You're just.
Why do you want the closed caption?
Oh, I always have the closed caption.
I always have to have it.
Why?
Because some of the channels are low and by some, default. And like Max is really low.
My nature of watching things is I'm half watching and half watching another screen.
Right.
So
if you're watching another screen, you can't see the other screen.
No, but it's just like a zen you get into.
Have it on.
Yeah, you just kind of look up and you catch it and you read it and you look back down, you look up, you read it. So
you don't mind the texting on phones?
I just can't think of an example of it is all. I'm not saying it. I did.
Maybe I'm watching younger shows where they're showing, like I'm watching Tell Me Lies on Hulu. There's a lot of texting on that because they're young people in love.
So you're back tomorrow, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, Andrew said you were.
He didn't invite me.
No, I didn't.
He didn't say that.
Oh.
Just trying to steal you.
You can come back if you want.
Trying to fool you.
No, I
he was
going to
invite
I
you back
show
until
you
brought up the driving
I knew
thing.
I was solid in that. I had proof.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Been delightful.
It's been fun.
Appreciate it.
Thank